Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston again.
I wonder what the phonical spelling of that is. It phonical? Phonic. We were just talking about the definitions. You announced my name so Randy. Everybody should be able to spell my name.
Everybody knows Randy Engston. Yeah. So let's talk biz. You want to do that?
That's probably a good topic for today.
If you're listening to this episode or if you listen to this podcast, you're probably a gym owner.
We're not talking about kettlebell swings.
Kettleball swings. Kettleballs.
You got to get your bicepticles bigger.
Kettleball swings, yeah. Let's talk attrition.
Okay.
Attrition, retention, all the things. You know, it's funny. A lot of gyms ignore this number.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's because there's so much emphasis put on the front end. How much new business did I get today?
Yeah.
This month?
It's not as sexy to keep your clients as it is to bring in new bodies, new fresh blood and energy. But like, guys, if you don't pay attention to your attrition / retention, they're inverses of each other. If you have a 5% attrition, you have a 95% retention, just so you guys are clear.
The math always adds up.
Adds up to 100. And so, this topic comes up because we're kind of talking about goals and things like that with some of the guys in the Facebook group. And you know, this number of what's a healthy attrition number versus, you know, not healthy. And I think we've talked about this enough times that, you know, like the average, I would say, attrition in a semi-private training gym is going to be around 4 to 5%. Okay. If you're above 5, you're probably, so let's call that a C.
Sure.
Under 4, like if you're 2-3, that's like a B, and 1% is an A +++.
Sure.
You can't keep everybody every month.
Yeah, that's inevitable.
In probably 15 years of in business, let's just say we've probably had maybe on one hand or just over one hand of months that we didn't lose anybody. Like we had zero losses, zero cancels. It's very rare. You mean people move, sit, you know, like whatever it is.
It wasn't a January, guys.
Yeah. And so like you've got to know that you're going to lose people, and you always have to replace people. But if you can lose less people, your business can be in a different place 1 year from today.
Absolutely.
6 months from today. If you're at 6-7%, you take it down to 2-3%, and you do that for a long period of time, your business can change. And really, not a lot of people are talking about attrition, right? Attrition. A formula that you guys are going to want to know, like after you just determine your attrition rates, let's just say your average is 5%, right? Or whatever that number is. Take 1 divided by 5%, it will give you your length of membership.
There you go.
On average. Mm-hmm. So I can just do the math real quick. So like if your attrition rate was 5%, 1 divided by 0.05 equals 20 months. That's the length in membership in months that your clients are staying with you. And if you have a $400 a month membership, that's an $8,000 client lifetime value.
Boom.
So we start kind of seeing these numbers. The longer you get your clients to stay, the more they're worth, all these things, right? The less you have to replace, all of these things. And so like, if you're looking at your business and you're like, man, can't get over the hump. And it's a lot of times when we talk to gym owners, we start looking at how many losses. And if you're constantly having to replace 10, 12, 15 members every single month, you're going to hit a glass ceiling. And I see this happen quite a bit. It's like you're only going to, like, you can only outspend it.
There you go.
Right? Through your marketing. If you're losing 10 clients and you want to grow, you have to sign up 15 clients. How do you sign up 15 clients? You got to outspend it. You could have walk-ins and referrals, of course, But like, if you're going to try to grow and scale, systematize your gym, you have to pay for traffic. You have to pay for members. You're buying customers out of the market. You got to outspend it. Wouldn't it be nice to only replace 5 members instead of 10?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great to replace, you know, like sign up 15 members and you only lost 5, so you're net 10 members? And that, wouldn't that be kind of the case? And so the question becomes like, how do I reduce attrition? Mm-hmm. If people are going to leave, Tim, you just told me people are going to leave. Yes, they will. How do we stop that from happening? And so let's get into a couple of the things we need to look at when it comes to keeping clients longer.
Yeah.
So
well,
go ahead.
Well, right off the bat, I mean, obviously attrition is the first place I would look would be the delivery. If people are leaving your business, what is the service that you're providing? And is that to the standard that's going to keep people coming back? That means, are they getting the results that they're looking for or that you promised them? That's another big part of it, right? When you started that relationship, what is the conversation? What did you, what promise did you make to the consumer that they agreed to, you know, to stick around? That's where transparency and things like that. Like if you're overestimating how long or how quickly you can get somebody a result and you can't perform that, you're not being, the consumer has a choice at that point to leave and go find somebody who's going to provide that service.
Let's talk about that for a second, because people that are looking for specific results, it's a lot easier to get somebody a result that's not looking for a result.
There
right?
You go. There you go.
Right? If they're coming in like, I got to lose 20 pounds by this date, and you either do or don't, there's a decision that person has to make. But if they come in and if their goal is to come in and work out today,
yeah,
like what we call our lifestyle clients, it's a lot easier to be able to deliver on what they're asking for, which is a place to work out.
Yeah.
Than somebody that needs to be down 20 pounds by a specific date to get in this wedding dress or whatever, reunion. And then the reunion comes and goes and you're done. You're a transaction in their life. Mm-hmm. You're a moment in time for them.
Exactly.
Okay, so there you go.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
Yeah. So obviously, but you know, attrition, delivery, first place I would go, making sure that what you're promising to your consumer and then what you're actually doing to fulfill on that promise is taking place, right? So as a business owner, if you're not in training, hopefully, if you're not on the training floor and spending your time delivering that service yourself, shop your business. You know what I mean? You have to have somebody else there that can give you honest feedback for what's happening without, you know, your eyes on it. And you can guarantee that if you're in the business, even just in the four walls of your business, your trainers operate differently when you're there versus when you're not there. I'm sure of it. Right. Mm-hmm. But getting a good feel for the service that you provide, making sure that there isn't something that you guys are dropping the ball on, whether it be accountability and making sure that your clients are showing up. We know that to be true, right? The more our clients use our services with their agreement, like the more, the higher the chance that they're going to stay and retain that membership. They're working towards a result, right? We can't get them results if they're not showing up. So I would look at your accountability, making sure the clients are showing up, actually using your services, making sure that you're delivering those services the best that you can. And then if those things, if you can't find the holes in the actual delivery, that's where you start looking at other areas of the business. Maybe, and this goes back to kind of our last episode, maybe you're bringing in the wrong type of clientele. Maybe you're bringing in results-oriented members as opposed to somebody who's looking for a lifestyle. Does your marketing reflect that? Are you running short-term trials, low barrier offers? Are you running challenges, that type of thing, that are bringing in clientele that don't have the same mentality of, I'm coming into the gym, I want to, you know, make this part of my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. They're looking for that specific result. That could be a problem. But ultimately, you know, bringing in a coach or a consultant or somebody else with emotion around your business might give you a little bit of clarity. Yeah. So lean on somebody else to look at the business and say, hey, okay, maybe this, you know, I would start here before going and changing things. One of the things I think I see gym owners doing too much is not addressing the problem where their attention should start. And they're just instantly throwing something out there to try and outsell the problem or something like that. Right. Yeah. So
trying to fix a problem that doesn't exist
or
trying to fix the wrong problem.
And that's what it could be, right? So if you've got a retention problem, don't instantly jump and start changing your marketing unless you are sure that that's the reason that people are coming and going, right? You're attracting the wrong clientele, and it's probably something like a challenge or short-term low barrier offer or something like that. But you got to stay out of the desperation. You got to build the business for what you want it to be, where it's going, the long-term sustainable foundation. That's the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would always take a look, you know, especially if you're in your gym all the time, maybe take a break from your gym and come back in with a new, fresh perspective, as like if you're from the client's perspective. Yeah. And walk through all the systems, right? Like, how hard is it to schedule with us?
There you go.
How hard is it to get on a 6 a.m. time slot? Is it busy all the time? Show up at 6 a.m. and see what it feels like in the gym. Is the sun beaming through? Like, this happens here in different times of the year. The sun hits the windows in a different way, and it's so freaking annoying. And it like hits off the mirror and it like blinds you. So like we put these shades up, right? Like,
yeah.
We didn't have shades on those back windows until I came in here. I was like, man, that's annoying.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about it, but I see it. And I'm like, dude, I wouldn't want to sit right there and get blasted by that beam of light. Yeah. Right. So like, you got to experience what your clients are experiencing so you can understand, like, hey, what can we fix? A lot of times we think our shit doesn't stink. You know, we're the best in town. Everybody loves us. Well, if you have an attrition issue, that they don't love you.
Well, and I think you touch on something there that every gym owner needs to really dial in on. It's the experience.
Yeah.
Every gym, I don't care. Every single gym owner I've ever spoken with thinks that their training is the shit. It's the best. They're the best in town. We can get clients results no matter what. Like every single gym owner, and good. I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah, confidence.
But that's part of what the consumer is purchasing from you. That might be the part that delivers the result that they're ultimately wanting, but it's the experience that they have utilizing that service that weighs in on their decision to continue to buy from you. The color of the walls, the music that's played, the smell, how cleanliness it is, how clean your gym is, all of these things weigh into somebody's decision to continue to use your services.
Yep.
And this goes, we did an episode a couple weeks back on consistency. And this is one that I wanted to touch on for retention. If you're not consistent in how you deliver, not what you deliver, but how you deliver that service, you can guarantee that when you do ruffle feathers, you fail that consistency. The first thing that they're doing is weighing the decision to continue to stay.
Yeah. And on that same thread, if you lose a coach, that's inconsistent, right?
Yep.
Like if they come in and you got a new coach to train with, could be the best coach, could be Tim Grover coming in. They don't know that. It's different, right? And now they're like, I need to reevaluate this place.
And that's the thing about consistency is, like, I mean, I've said it, you can literally cut your cost in half and deliver unlimited training to a client. And because you've changed something, somebody's going to decide to leave. It's too good to be true. It's not for me.
Yeah.
Something, right? Yeah. But that's like, it's a byproduct of the lack of consistency. When you execute your training and you execute that client experience, it goes back to the decision that consumer has to buy from you. I always go back to like simple brand promises, you know, like funny things like Domino's pizza, hot and fresh in 20 minutes or less. Stupid things like that. But if I delivered a pizza in 19 minutes, consumer's happy as a clam. If that took 25 minutes or a half hour to get to you,
yeah,
that consumer, the next time they go to make that decision on where they're getting pizza, that's going to resonate with them, and they're going to weigh that when it comes to the decision.
Yeah, if you're going to put a claim out there, that's what the people are going to hold you to. So it's like under promise, over deliver, right? Like if you over promise and like, hey, that showed up in 30 minutes, even though 30 minutes is acceptable.
Exactly.
Right, maybe they weren't even hungry, but it didn't show up until 30 minutes when you said 20 minutes, and now I'm upset, right?
Yeah.
I think a funny story about when we first opened over here, with this room we're in, we actually brought in Spin and Yoga. I found some old pictures.
We just looked at the pictures, yeah.
And the story goes like this. We were coming out of the old location. We kind of outgrew that space, and we were doing surveys and kind of like, hey, what do you guys, like, we're thinking about these XYZ services. What do you guys think? And Yoga and Spin came up top for everybody. Like, yeah, we want Yoga or Spin or both or whatever. And so we did it. We brought in Yoga teachers, Spin. We bought a bunch of bikes and we put it in this room. And, you know, I was told not to, of course, by people I respect. I just didn't listen, be as hard-headed. So, well, this is what our clients want. So like, you wouldn't know. The clients told me they want this. And so like for the first 3 months, those classes were pretty busy, right? Mm-hmm. They were excited. I was like, man, what a great choice. And then slowly people started falling off, and all of a sudden there was like 3 straight weeks where I would come in early bird and there would be just the Spin instructor, be nobody in there, and be like, what are we doing? So we decided, and by the way, we didn't charge more for this. It was like free. It was like, hey,
it was included in their membership.
Hey, you guys, you know, as a thank you, we brought this in. I think you guys are going to love it. You told me you're going to love it. And we brought it in, and you know, it slowly faded away and people just stopped coming to it. And I said, you know what, this is a waste of money. Let's get rid of it. Nobody's using it anyway. And as soon as I told everybody we're getting rid of it, it was like a mass exodus. You took it. First off, we're not charging you for it. And second, you're not using it. We're getting rid of it. Yeah. Like any smart business would do that. We had people cancel. You got rid of Spin. You got rid of, you weren't using it. People that had never used it were canceling because of that. And it's like, what is really going on in this world, right? And so, gotta know. Change is change. Whether or not it's cutting your prices and making it more valuable, that's still a problem versus versus cutting something people aren't using, or a class, or changing your model. It's like, yeah, you're gonna lose people when there's change, especially if you don't do a great job communicating why and the process and here's what's happening.
Hey, successful gym owners. Is your gym on solid ground pulling in at least $30,000 per month? But you're wondering what's next? Well, we've got the answer for you. It's the Iron Circle. The Iron Circle is an exclusive growth community tailored specifically to gym owners just like you, those striving for the next level of success. We're all about real-world knowledge and strategies to boost your business to new heights. To find out more, visit our website at ironcircle.net. It's the Iron Circle, because you're not just running a gym, you are building a legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
When we did the remodel here, and like I went overboard on communication. Like I said, we're going to have a State of the Union, and this was months in advance. And here's the plan. We're going to, you know, do 2 phases of remodel. We're changing our logo, and this is why we're doing it. And, you know, and for us, it was, so everybody's like, why did you change it? Two major reasons. Number one, in Arizona, there is no brand loyalty.
Yes.
Nobody's from here. There's no hometown pride. It's just what it is. So what's shiny and new is the best. And a lot of people in this town want to be the first person to know about something so they can brag to their friends or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that was one reason why we didn't keep the old name, is because it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. Even though we had 13 years of brand equity, SEO, all the things, we needed a remodel. We just needed an uplift, a brand new thing. And the second thing is just going down to the names, Pulse versus Legacy. Pulse was very like, you know, heartbeat. It's here. It's now. Legacy was long-term.
Yeah.
This was a bigger, more global name. It was like leave a legacy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and so like that was the angle we were going, and people loved it. Like, yeah, you know, and especially in our clientele, that legacy is a big deal.
Sure.
Family legacy, leave a legacy, like all the things. And so I explained all of this, and we said, we're going to hit these dates. In this date, we're going to knock down these walls, and we're going to do the front. We're going to have people come in the back door. It was very clear on this. We did videos. We did recorded it. Nick recorded that thing. We did text message blasts. And by the way, here's a little pro tip, side pro tip. If you got a big email that you want people to read, we know that open rates 30, 40, 50% is great. So like figure on average, probably 30 or under. Here's a pro tip. Take the email, put it on a landing page. Then text your clientele with a link to the landing page and say important information, click here to read, and it opens it because you can't put the whole email in the text message. Sure. You put it over on the landing page, then you could track who clicked on it, how many people, all these things. And we would get like a above 90% of our clients would see that message.
There you go.
So, okay, we'd put videos on there, we put messages on there, we did all these things. And still, I didn't hear that you were doing this, and I didn't know, and you didn't tell us. I did.
Yep.
And so we lost people then. And by the way, we made some crucial bad mistakes during timing. We've told everybody about that. But the point of it is major change events cause major attrition events. Losing a client, remodel, rebrand, price change, schedule change. Just know that that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the decision... I like that you said that too, because it comes, there are just times in the business where you do have to make you have to make big changes, mm-hmm. right? The model that you're in, maybe it's not the one that's going to get you to where you want to go, right? And one of the things that comes to mind is like when we take a gym through the transition to semi-private from a group training model, a lot of the worry is, oh, well, what if I lose 20% of my clients? Well, that's okay when we do the math. If you with the number that you convert, let's say the 75% move into semi-private, they're doing it at a higher dollar amount. You as a business owner have less people to serve, which makes it a little bit easier when it comes to just sheer numbers of staying on top of everything.
Scheduling and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that,
yeah. Even communication, right? All of it. You're serving less people. It's just a little bit easier in one aspect of it, but the math adds up, right? In your situation, you could have stayed as Pulse. You didn't have to make any of the changes and rebrand, or the, you know, like literally the gym is entirely different, right? All of that is a big cost. All that is money out. Mm-hmm. You had to weigh, what is the potential? What is that going to do for the business? Do the pros outweigh the cons? Changing your business model, same thing. All of these things, every big change you have the opportunity to do, you have to weigh the pros and the cons. Most of them come with difficult decisions. Most of them come with some expense. Most of them come with risk. At the end of the day, being a business owner is navigating which of those are the right decisions to make. Attrition, you know, like when you change your whole business model, you probably will have a big loss. Is a number. You'll have a number of people that decide to no longer be with you because you've made a change. No problem when you have the numbers after the fact. When you're clear on what that opportunity is after that change and after that initial mm-hmm. quote unquote loss, right? We've never had a client that transitioned to semi-private and lost revenue. Not one. And that's because we've weighed this. We know the numbers and we know what it takes. And that's where a gym owner can take comfort in making big decisions. The clearer you are in the numbers, the less the emotion matters.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's a big deal when it comes to making some of these changes. And
I'm covering a lot of this in the pre-con, guys. So if you're going to the growth summit, I'm going to be hitting it because I've got data around the decisions we made and why I would never go back.
Yeah.
I would never go back to the old way. Once you do make the right decision and you've seen it pan out, like it's a different world. And I know a lot of you are scared, right? Oh, I don't want to lose people. Yeah.
Well, that's a fear. That's an emotion. Yeah,
it's emotion. You got to look at the data and the logic. So listen, guys, attrition would be where I would look versus trying to necessarily change your marketing or change your changing something else. Let's look at the delivery of your product and the customer experience. And maybe there's some places we can improve there that will keep your clients longer. And that way you're not having to fight this 10% attrition every single month and trying to outspend it.
Well, and you're always, you know, it's always a give and take, right? You're always trying to get your income to exceed your expenses and so forth. And when you take the loss to the income, when people leave, the last thing you necessarily want to do is jump and spend more money to out, you know, outspend the problem.
Right.
It works. You can do it. And there are times where that might just be the solution to that situation. But if you don't have to, or if you don't necessarily jump to that situation, what can we do to control the bleed? What can we do to control the loss before having to go outspend and spend more money, do more work to out earn the problem in a way?
Right.
And as a business owner, you should have your eye on both sides of it, right? The people that are coming in the door can't be your only focus. The people that are walking out need to have equal representation on what are we doing to serve, those people.
Yeah.
And I think most gym owners, I think the whole premise of this podcast is to raise awareness that if your attrition rates are at a certain rate, and that's where your attention should be. You need to focus on the things that impact your attrition rates before going and focusing on just outspending the problem.
Yep.
Perfect. It could be the solution, but figure out I don't want to say the easy stuff, but like figure out why they're leaving first.
Yep.
Before going and making a change to something that probably isn't the root of the problem.
The root. All right. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.